My Rabbi, we're in a very special time, holding by the great Zman Simchaseinu, the time of Simcha, the great Simcha of being with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam without any mechitzas, no partition. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, just us and Hashem, without the Averis, without all that usually is Avoinoseichem, Mavdilim, Beineichem, Lebein Elokeichem. We don't have those partitions between us and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we're able to sit the Tzilah Dimanusa. We sit in the shadow of the Shekhinah, and we enjoy being under Seil HaShekhinah. We enjoy being with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's a lesson that Chazal say about Sukkah, that you're supposed to be Metayel B'Sukkah. Now, what does it mean, Metayel B'Sukkah? Those who used to think that Metayel B'Sukkah, you're going for a trip in the Sukkah. But you can't go too far in a Sukkah, especially not with the minimum shear like Sheva al Sheva and 10 Tfachim high. You can't go for a Tiyul in such a Sukkah. There are some people that may have beautiful, nice, long and wide Sukkah, so maybe you could go for a nice walk over there. But what else could be the pshat umetayel the Sukkah? So the simple pshat that we always used to hear and say is that tiyul is not just going for a tiyul or to a trip up to the north or to Reb Shimon or maybe coming back from Uman. Going to Uman, that's the wrong time, you know, it's already after Rosh Hashanah. So, all the trips, we're not talking about taking trips. What Metayel is, it's a Lashon to just enjoy being there. Metayel is a Lashon Hanah. You enjoy being in the Sukkah. That's what it is. You sit there, B'tzeil HaShekhinah. You feel me and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam are connected. And we're in a way, Nene Mitziv HaShekhinah. That's what Metayel B'Sukkah means. Actually, the chief remez, the Targum, now obviously this is not Pshat. This goes with a very famous Batchen that was in Vizhnitz, in the olden days, in the time of the Imre Chaim from Vizhnitz, that's already two Rebbes ago, going back from the Rebbe today, or the two Rebbes today, going back one, two, Imre Chaim used to have a very, very special Batchen. He used to always have sharp lines, and his name was of Geiger. Geiger, that was his name. So he was talking with the Imre Chaim. He was schmoozing different times about different things. Actually, one time, the Imre Chaim, after he gave a big schmooze about we have to wash ourselves, Rachatsu, Hizaku, was around a Seris Kimei Tshuva type of time, Shabbos Tshuva maybe, Shalosh Shudis, Rav the Ravin of Shabbos Tshuva. So he was giving a whole talk about that you're supposed to wash oneself from the Averis, from the Midas Rois, whatever it might be. And after the Shmuz was over and after davening was over, so the Imre Chaim called over this Rav Geiger and he says, "Nu, are you washing yourself?" So he says, "You know, when I have to wash my clothes, I go to a laundromat. I go to the Rebbe. The Rebbe's going to wash me. That's the laundromat." Now we, Baruch Hashem, all washed ourselves. Our laundromat was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Anyway, so they were once talking about how Ben Azmanim, the Bochrim go out for Tiulim, and you know, it was actually Pesach then, a different time. He was talking, it was the Yom Tov of Pesach, and the Rebbe was sort of like talking about Bochrim going out for Tiulim, and it was something which disturbed him a bit. Because you know, you should really enjoy the Yom Tov without having to go and try to find these outside stimulations to you. Yes, enjoy the Yom Tov. Enjoy being with Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Don't try to do Stam Tiulim. But then he says to the Rebbe, "But I have a Mefurish Remes that one Yom Tov, you've got to go for Tiulim." "What? Where? Where does it say that?" It says, "I'm going to tell the Rebbe, it's a Mefurish Targum Unkles. about Sukkot.
What?
How could it be? The Targum Munklis on Sukkot that tell you you should go for Tiuli?
Well, on this spot, he opens up the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh towards the end, and it says over there, Chag HaSukkos Taseh Lecha.
And what do you think it says in the Targum about Chag HaSukkos?
Chag Demitolayos. Now that obviously means hot, but in a way, it's Meramis to a Tiyul.
Ah, that was cute. And Reb Chaim laughed. I think that if actually maybe one could darshan the Targum a little bit in a remez, really what we call Natayel the Sukkah, being with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the Sukkah, that's our Tiyul. That's such a gishmak. And you can only have that when clean from chet. When we have this new slate and we get rid of the cheshbon, the old cheshbon, and it's rishon lecheshbon avoinis. We're starting all new. And so it's not just the mechitza of the actual tuma of the chet, all the tchitzus, the dirt and all the mud of the chet, but it's also that we came to a matzev where the cheshbon with the Eibishter that makes a certain matzav of kas, a certain situation of not being wanted so much and maybe ready for punishment, that goes away. And even after that, we have the famous piece of Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, that tells us that we not only want, we shouldn't have any chalila fight with the Eibishter, we should not have Einshim, we shouldn't have him wanting to punish us, but we also want to be merutzah by him. We want to have a rutzin by him. Chayim v'ritzonos. We want to feel that the Eibishter is merutzah with us. And that's what goes on in Yom Tov. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, come into my home. I'm going to invite you into my house. That's what a sukkah is. So we're sitting with the Eibishter. We're being mitayel b'sukkah. Chag de mitalayel. And we're enjoying the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and his company. That's what it is. We're merutza to the Eibishter. We're without the pchisus of chet, the tumah of chet, and we have a new slate, starting fresh beginning, and that's what Sukkot is all about. So we still have a few days left to be mitayel with Sukkot, and it's good that I came at least tonight and not at the end of Sukkot to tell you what could have been if you would have known that you could be mitayel with Sukkot. So now, Baruch Hashem, we do know the tile. Anyways, Rabbeisai, tonight is the great yahrzeit of the Vilna Gaon. And that is so much to talk about, especially as we are in the Beis HaKnesses HaGrul, and same the Grul, and tonight, and the Sukkot. And one of the great messages that we always say over from the Grul was his final message to the world. As he was leaving the world, he was holding the Arba Minim. That's one thing he was holding. He also held the Tzitzit. The both stories are right. And he was crying bitterly like a child. And their Talmidim were asking, Rabbeinu, what's doing? Why is the Rebbe crying so much? And the Halakha Grah of Elias and Vilna, who was just about to leave this world, the Olam Hazeh, burst out in tears even more, and he says, Talmidim Yekarim, I was being misboinen. What we could accomplish with a few kopecks, with a few dollars, with a few rubles, much less than even a few rubles. In those days, you can get for very cheap. You were able to find Arba Minim, but at least, if not that, Tzitzit. What do you need of it? And you know what these mitzvahs are. These mitzvahs are giving us such an olam havo. What it says about tzitzis, hazor b'mitzvahs tzitzis, what he's going to have lost his lovoy, like 2,800 avadim from the world that are trying to connect to his connection to reality. That's the oimik of that chazal. About the tzitzis of lost his lovoy, and what goes on with Arba Minim, that the Arba Minim are mechaprim elu al elu, tahara for kol klal yisrael. It's the achdus of klal yisrael, and it's taking away all the tzaras from the world. So much
is in this Arba Minim. And you could only do. And as I'm about to depart the world, says the Ha'ilu Tigrah, oi, I'm thinking about how much more I would have utilized. Oh, the another Tigrah, obviously. But how much more I could have utilized this Olam Hazeh to Chafarayim, another mitzvah, another minute of learning, and so on and so forth. That was the cry the Grah had. He cried as he was leaving this Olam Hazeh, this Olam Choylech, the world that's Dor Choylech, the Dor Bo, the Ha'aretz, the Olam Aymedes, like we read in Koheles, just on Shabbos Yom Tov, this few days ago. Dor Choylech, the Dor Bo. And that's what the Grah left us as his final message. Besides all the ksavim of the Grah, besides all the great lomdus and tifkait that the Grah has in every aspect of the whole Torah, ben niglo ben nister. But this is a message that even a little kid can be able to take for himself. And that was the last message. What is a moment in Olam Hazeh where you could chaperize, where you could grab another mitzvah? Chatoit ve'choil, like the Gemara says in Eruvin, Tachnun Dalet Omer Aleph. Chatoit ve'choil, chatoit ushtei. It's written as a muscle. Grab and eat, grab and drink, because this world is like a chasana hall. The high almo kebehi lula damya, it's like a chasana hall, and they're eating out the food. And if you don't have the portion now, you won't get a portion later. You gotta have a ride as it comes. You can't say, oh, tomorrow, the next day, I'm going to start. Because then you're missing. And it's not just because you won't do it tomorrow. But today that is today, you'll never have. Each portion is its own portion in Olam Hazeh. And this has to be utilized to its fullest. Every day is its avoida. Every tefillah is its avoida. There's the Nefesh HaChaim, the Talmud of the Grah, the Chaim Volozhiner, Zeicher Tzadik Mekodesh Lebracha, speaks about in Shar Beis, I believe, and he says, B'shem B'mekuvalim, obviously, there's not one tefillah which is doimeh to the other tefillah. Not only Yom Tov versus the week, not only in one day of the week, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvit, we're going to be Emes Hashem davening Maira very soon. So, it's not that we're davening again the same tefillah, we're dittoing again. No! Each one is its own tikkunim, and the Anshe Gadolah pull that into the davening. It's unbelievable to understand what there is in every tefillah. And so on and so forth. Every moment is a gift of life. It's not just the general gift of life. It's utilizing every moment and hopping around every portion. I think maybe that's also the muscle of the Behi Lula. I never really ever said it in this oifen, but I believe this is the message. This is the Behi Lula. It's not just hop around, be by the chasana, eat then, and don't wait for later because it's too late. But you've got to chaperai each portion by the chasen. There's even the smorgasbord before. I don't know, here they don't have so much smorgasbord. That is America. There is big smorgasbord. But okay, you know, you got to also know how to chaperai each moment. But then there's that, and then afterwards you have all the spanim. And then, as you go, and the courses are being served, Rabbi Kochma, but chaperai each course. And if you don't chap it, when it's there, you won't get it after. That's what the Chatoif Ve'echoil, Chatoif Ushtei, that Shmuel, the great Amoira, told of Yehuda, Shinina, you wise man, that's the Poshev Shat, Chorif you are, Chatoif Ve'echoil, Chatoif Ushtei, the high Alma, Kebei Hilula Damya. This world is a... So this is what basically the Grah was teaching us by his last moment. This world is a chasana hall. You got a chaperai every mitzvah. And he was nifter then on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. He was nifter in this time with the Arba Minim, also having tzitzis, crying about both of them and leaving us with a message which is Beyuched Nogeya Chag HaSukkot. This message could be Nogeya any moment in life, any time of the year. It's good to hear this Musar. But we read Kohelet Sukkot because Sukkot is teaching us that this world is only very, very fleeting. It's a oilam choyleish. It's a world that goes. And the Lashon Chazal says, not even Kitzel Yomeinu al Ha'aretz. We are like the tzel. We're like the shadow of what? Not a wall. Not a tree. Elo Kitzel Oitachoreya Be'avir. Like Kitzel, like the shadow of a bird that's, and it's, the shadow is flying. You gotta fly with it. If you don't have the shadow, then you missed it. That's what it is also there. Every moment of the tzel is its own matzev. The world is tzel, oy fa poireach ve'avir, chatoy ve'echol, chatoy fushtei, tehai almo, tebe hilul adamye, because Sukkot is diras arai. Sukkot takes us out from feeling that this world is a tzvius, is something which is remaining, like a person in the Zohar Kodesh says, because a person is so everlasting, and he has in himself a neshama, he feels that he's going to stay here forever. He's not leaving. There's so many that left. Yeah, but I feel I'm staying. Ani Ishorvei L'dorim Dorim, for generations after generations. That's how he feels. That's what the Zohar says about every person. And it's because he has this everlasting part in him. But the problem is he looks at Olam Hazeh as if that's going to remain by him forever. And this is what the Gra taught us with this beautiful message. But this is not what I wanted to give to you. I want to give you a different piece of the Gra, where the Gra writes it as a pirush on Sefer Yoinah. And there are many that know this, and I'm just going to repeat it. The Rabbeinu HaGadol HaGra writes beautiful pirushim wherever he ever touched. And one of his most famous perushim is the parish in Sefer Yoinah. And Sefer Yoinah talks about Yoinah ben Amitai, where the Gra talks about it in this Apidah Zohar. A lot of the Gra's they have Rebbe, the Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh Lebracha, who used to give over the Gra with such a sweetness and with such an oinik and with such a gishmak, but you can still listen to recordings which are kedai to listen to, especially now in Sukkot, especially now in the night of the Gra. You can find a lot of recordings in Kol HaLashon and so on and so forth. But in Yad HaNavi, the Gra begins, Remez al Nishmas HaOdom, and it's a remez to the Nishmas HaOdom who sent to Olam Hazeh, L'takrines HaOlam, Lilas should not be mekalkel, not just not be mitakin, but cholila be mekalkel. And then he talks about Gilgul Sheini, and I'm not going into all Gilgulim over here. But Yoinah is a remez to the Heilat and the Shomet. And there's a whole reason why. Many, many reasons. One of the nice reasons, the Gra says, a Yoinah has a special teva, Einah manachas ben zuga. She is faithful. And she gives herself over l'shchita ve'ena mefarcheset, and it's talking about Klal Yisrael that are faithful to the Eibishter ad mesiras nefesh mamish ki alecha hoyradnu kol hayoyim. Think about it, mamish is the beginning of Sefer. Towards the end, there's a message she'ein l'shire, which is what we're going to all take with us from this Yom Tov of Sukkot. And it should be a message for Agan Seleven. And in Perek Dalet Hosakei, it talks about Yoinah leaving the city after the story with Nineveh, and they went to Petshuva, which is very nice. And he picks Mikedem La'ir, and guess what he makes for himself? Vayas Loi Shom Sukkah! He made for himself. And because Yoinah made for himself a sukkah, there's a Gra that talks about what is. Very few Gras are written exactly like this. And the Gra tells us, what do we find by the sukkah? And he says, the sukkah is tzilosa meruba mechamosa. Its shade is more than it's the heat, or the light of the sun. Right? So, what does that come to teach us? So says the Halakha Gra, that the Yisrael of Shemesh is called Oysher and Tuv, Oilam Hazeh. Kol meister oilam azeh ve'oshroi v'tuvoi ha'koil min ha'shemesh, which has to do with mazaloi, and it goes into that. And he says,
the whole time, a person is hamoso meruba mitzilasa. He's more into the meister oilam hazeh ve'oshroi v'tuvoi. And chalila, how much time does he give for the oilam hanetzah? How much time does he give for not being under the chamo? Very little. Yeah, never. But Sukkot teaches us, silosa meruba. The shade has to be more than the sun. Meaning, the ikur has to be asei toyosko pizah melachtecho. Make this your Torah a keva, a permanent, and your melacha should be ara. V'zehu silasa meruba mecham. Now, Rabbi said, it doesn't mean in the quantity of ara. Those of Baruch Hashem are able to sit and learn against the Torah, Torah nasai, and ruval. But what it means is Torah ko kva. In your mind, you're living with those moments that you're able to sit down next to a doctor. And you're living it, and you're yearning for it the whole day, or whatever it is. When will I be able to be yavzor? That's what Tayrascha Keva is, and that's what Melachta. But the message, because we're Mashiv the Oilam Hanetzach. We are Mashiv being koine, acquiring everlasting kinyonim. That's what we're being machshiv. That's what we're looking for. Chilasa meruba mechamosa. Not that there is no chamosa. The Gro says, there is no lachtecha. It's not meruba mitzilasa. It's less. And it gets put in the right perspective. That's what the Gro teaches about. Chilasa meruba mechamosa. And then, of course, he tells us another message. That the sukkah is made Chag Sukkot tase lecha be'aspecha migarnecha miikvecha be'psoiles goyren v'yetzer. What's this psoiles? What's this garbage doing here? Dafke, it's what was being thrown away, what's going to be discarded. Psoiles goyren v'yetzer. Why not make it with the goyren v'yetzer? Says the Halakha Tigra, that the Torah is teaching us again the same point. Don't make an eisik of Olam Hazeh. If your matzav is that you don't have more than stolen koyim v'yeker, that should be your olam hazeh. Don't look for more. That those of Baruch Hashem are blessed and have beautiful homes and have a lot of shefa olam hazeh. But that's not what the Mishnah means when it says kachi dargo shel koyim pas b'mela toich olamayim amsura tishte. As the Rambam says over there in Parashat Mishnayos, it's even if you have only, and it's even if you only have that, because you don't make an eisik from the Olam Hazeh. A person can live in a beautiful home, but he doesn't make an eisik from the beautiful home. And he's mechanech the children in a way that they're davuk to the world of eternity, to the world of reality, that they know what it means. They're building Torah in the world, they're building chesed in the world. And that's where they make the ikur, and the rest is just by them like psoilus. Again, each one of these things is not based on quantity, it's an ethic of quality. Torah chokva is kvius in your mind, and psoilus goyim v'yekiv is also in the mind. It's how we go about oilam hazeh versus oilam haba. And this is the message of the Gro, one of the greatest, about and that's where he throws it in. There's a lot more to say, and obviously, I see the time. We only have 2 minutes left. The Olam has to daven Ma'ariv, and I'm not going to go over. But Rabbi Sai, this is the great message. We began with the inyan that Sukkot, you could be Mitayel the Sukkot, you could be with the Rabbi Shel Olam, the concept of being Betzel Hashchina and without avoinus is the inyan of Olam Haba. That's why Yitzchak Zemes and other Sforim HaKadoshim all speak about Sukkot being keneged inyanei Olam Haba. That's the inyan of the Shimchas Beit HaShoeva, Amitis, has to do with when the water, Mayim HaTachtoinim, come back to being together with the Mayim HaYoinim and being Kamim Alko, being in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, where the world comes to Tikkun, like it's Barichus Rav and all the Sforim HaKadoshim. That is what Sukkot is about. That's what the Metayel of the Sukkot is. That's the Chag de Metolaya Beremes. And that's what where we're holding. But in order to get to such a matzev, Sukkot teaches us how we will get to in such an Olam Haba. We shouldn't have any surprises when we come up there and we don't have Hanah from Ziv HaShchina, because we've never had Hanah from Ziv HaShchina when we were in this world. And you can put it all together as one will bring to the other. You first begin what Sukkot is going to be, which is the final destination of the Bria, of the world, where everything comes to its Tikkun, where everything comes to its Tachlis. That's what Sukkot Be'etzem is, that's how we began. Hemshech is how we will get. That's with this message of the Gra. Vayiva Vayakla Shom Sukkot. Vayakla Shom Sukkot, to know that that's where we're able to make the real Olam Haba for ourselves. By making this world into a Sukkot, into a Divas Arai, in making Melachtecha Arai, the Terotcha Kva, in making a matzav of living Soilus Goyim V'yekev Dik, in living without being mashiv, the Olam Haba as its own tachlis, but only as a means to a tachlis. And that's how we're able to utilize every moment, like the Gra taught us. To use Chatoif Bechos, Chatoif Ushtay, every day, every moment of our being in Olam Hazeh, every portion by that Chasaneh, every moment of the tail, where the tail is at this point and that point, every moment, that's what we got to Chaparayim, because that, if we don't Chaparayim now, then we don't have it afterwards. Im Loy Avshov, says the Helike, Chidush Yerim, Im Loy Avshov, if we don't Chaparayim now, the Avshov, a Mosai, where will we ever have that thing? We'll never have that option. And that's what life is about. And that's what Sukkot is about. And that's why we begin the new year. We got a new gift of life. Rabbi Yitzchak gives us Am Nivro Yahalo, Kodak the Medrash says it in Kuf Beis and Tehillim. After we go with the Arba Minim, and we're thanking Hashem, we're dancing, and we're thanking Hashem for a gift of life. And here, the Rabbi Yitzchak is teaching us what is life. You're going to get to Olam Haba. You're building a Netzach of Klal Yisrael. You're building a world of Tzias Hameisim. The way you're going to get to it is by living the Arai of Olam Hazeh. And that's the message of Sukkah. That's how we begin the year. That's how we can start the Torah from new. That's how we're able to live a life that's a life of meaning. A life that we could say, that was what we asked for. L'mancha Elokim Chayim. So the Eved to help and the schus, the greatest schus of the Gra, should be Megan, I'll call Yisrael, Kal Yisrael, Azoicha, to get from every mashu from the Gra, from English higher, how much you'd be able to get Yisraelis from the Gra, and be able to have the schusim, doing lava us, especially here, the Beit HaKnesses HaGra, the Ra, Shlite, the Gansha Oilam, the Shabbi Zoicha, to live that lemancha lekim chayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sukkis is mashpia. Sodim, migulim, a lot of shefa, hanose, gizin, nachas, all we want, choylu, misham shem, turim in HaSukkah, you get potter from all the choyli, as you look to Sefer Shloime, mitzayah potter in HaSukkah, and all the tzar, mish yoshev v'sukkah, yoshev v'rubay, v'shulchon v'tach habayit, mashpia in the bayit, v'shulchon moli v'godos, all the beautiful Shana of Muslims, I'll pick up all the also. Rabbi to help in. We all be like the Grach Gvaldike left the Kefelache Yor from Al and Toyra Yashamaim and everything. And be Zoicha the Korah Mamish to Arachamon, Uyokim Lanu, Esukas, David, Hanefoles, Vimheva, Vyomeinu, Amen, Echein Yehi.